是正道的主题是总要披戴主耶稣基督。
The sermon topic is clothe yourself with Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，慕道朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我哋同心嘅祷告。
Then let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你，我哋有生命气息，今天主日早上能够嚟到主你嘅殿，嚟到赞美敬拜。
We thank you for giving us breath of life so that we can come to your temple to worship you this morning.
亦都再次感谢你，藉着你爱子耶稣基督喺十字架上边成就嘅救恩，将我哋从罪恶过犯当中拯救过嚟。
Once again, we give you thanks and praises for saving us through your beloved Son Jesus Christ on the cross.
让我哋成为天父上帝你嘅儿女。
So that we can become your children.
天父上帝，你唔单止拯救咗我哋。
Heavenly Father, you not only saved us,
你更加留下你自己宝贵嘅话语。
But you also gave us your words.
因为你嘅话就系灵，就系生命。
Because your word is spirit, is life.
天父上帝喺呢个黑暗嘅世代嘅当中。
Heavenly Father, in this dark age,
求你到去帮助我哋。
May you help us.
就正如好似今天主日早上嘅金句。
As in today's weekly verse.
让我们行事为人与蒙召的恩相称
so that we can act according to your to the grace you gave us.
让我们能够披戴主耶稣基督
so that we can clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够在人面前来到去见证，来到去荣耀你
so that we can bear testimony for you and glorify you before men.
恳求恩主耶稣基督的宝血再次来到洁净涂抹我们一切的罪业过犯和罪恶
May the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions and wickedness
让我们配得来到去亲近主
So that we are worthy to come near to you
也恳求真理的圣灵来到引导我们进入真理的当中
May the Holy Spirit guide us into the truth
以致讲的听的都能够同得造就
so that the one who speaks and those who listen will be edified.
我们将到这段时间交托恩主你的手里面
We commit this time to your hand, O Lord.
我们这样祷告感谢交托是奉主耶稣基督的名
Our prayer, thanksgiving, petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门
Amen.
时间实在过得很快
Time passes quickly.
还有三个星期
Three more weeks to go.
2022年就是会过去。
And the year 2022 will be gone.
在过往的一年当中
Perhaps in the past year,
我们都为很多的事情而忙碌。
We have been busy with a lot of things.
无论是读书的
Whether those who are studying,
做工的
Or working,
或者照顾家庭的
Or looking after the family,
以至是教会的服侍。
Even those serving in the church,
每一样都我们付出我们的时间和精力
Everything requires our energy and time.
加上这段日子
Furthermore, in recent times,
世界的局势是非常的动荡
Turmoils in societies have been escalating.
不其然让我们联想到在圣经所讲到的
Then it leads me to remember what the Bible says.
萬物的結局近。
The end of all things is at hand.
最近在新聞知道美國的中期選舉。
Recently, I saw from the news that in the midterm elections of the United States,
一位牧師為了競選連任參議員這個的職位呢
In order to be re-elected as a senator, a pastor,
他重申他对堕胎合法化的立场。
A pastor reiterated his stand for the illegalization of abortion.
作为神的仆人。
As a servant of God.
他为要得着选民的支持。
In order to get the support of the people.
罔顾神所创造的生命。
He has no regard for lives created by God.
竟然败坏到如斯地步。
He is so corrupt.
他所作的。
What he does.
是大大的得罪神。惹神愤怒。
greatly offends God and stirs the wrath of God.
我睇佢嘅表情，佢连一点羞耻嘅心都冇。
I can see from his face he is completely shameless about it.
一切嘅种种嘅背后
，behind all this，
都系出于那恶者嘅诡计。
Is the scheme of the evil one？
撒旦要神嘅儿女营营役役嘅去过佢哋嘅人生。
Satan wants to tempt the children of God to waste their lives compulsively pursuing fame and fortune.
而且更加企图嘅透过传媒嘅渲染报道。
He also aims to through the report of the media.
要迫使信徒。
To push the believers.
去认同现今世界嘅价值观、道德观。
To accept the contemporary value systems and morality.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
我们的确是处于一个非常黑暗、非常艰难的境况的当中。
We are surely living in a very dark and difficult situation。
感谢天父。
Thanks to the Heavenly Father。
透过今天早上的正道的经文。
Through the sermon scriptures this morning。
再一次地提醒我们在末世的时间。
We are once again reminded that during the end times。
基督圣徒当作什么？
What Christian saints should do,
以致可以安然地面对现今的环境，
so that we can face the present situation in peace.
让我们来到同心同声，再一次诵读今天早上的正道的经文，是罗马书的13章11到14节。
Let us read today's sermon scriptures together, Romans chapter 13, verses 11 to 14.
罗马书13章11节。
Romans 13, verses 11 to 14.
在这，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，戴上光明的兵器，行事为人要端正。好像行在白昼，不可放宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增敬嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵情。
And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，是基督圣徒成圣的总纲。
Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ is the summation of the sanctification of Christian saints.
接下来我们有四个问题，我们来到去思考。
Then we have four questions to consider.
第一个问题就是我们怎样为之披戴主耶稣基督。
The first question is, what does it mean to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
第二个问题是，为什么要披戴主耶稣基督？
The second question is, why should we clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
第三个问题是，如何去达至披戴主耶稣基督？
The third question, how to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
最后一个问题是，披戴主耶稣基督对基督徒生命的影响。
The last question, what effect does clothing ourselves with the Jesus Christ have on us Christian saints' life?
第一个问题就是，披戴主耶稣基督其实是什么意思？
The first question, what does it mean to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
使徒保罗很多时候用一些意象来去阐释神的真理。
The Apostle Paul often uses some imagery to elaborate the truth of God.
他在提摩太后书将信徒形容为基督 耶稣精兵。
In 2 Timothy, he describes Christian saints as good soldiers of Jesus Christ.
他在以弗所书要信徒穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
In Ephesians, he asks Christians to put on the full armor of God.
其实保罗用这样的写作手法呢，
This style of writing of Paul,
他为的是让信徒到更加的明白。
The purpose is for believers to have a better understanding.
当面对属灵征战的时候，
that when facing spiritual warfare,
所应该有的坚定的态度和预备，
what attitudes and preparations they should have.
同样的，
similarly,
当讲到信徒的在世为人，
when he talks about how Christians should conduct themselves in the world,
使徒保罗用披戴这个的词汇，
the Apostle Paul uses the word clothe.
其实披戴的意思是穿上。
To clothe oneself means to put on.
披戴主耶稣基督的意思，
the meaning of clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ,
是我们属主的人，
means that we being children of God,
被主耶稣基督的义所覆盖，
we who are covered by the righteousness of the Lord Jesus,
以致我们的生命是似主，
so our lives are like that of the Lord's,
有主的性情和美德，
we have the same nature and goodness of the Lord.
所以当人见到我们的时候，
therefore when people see us,
可以见到我们有基督的样式，
they can see we have the likeness of Christ.
而披戴基督分别有两个不同的范畴。
And the phrase clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ has two areas.
一个范畴就是关联到因信称义这个的真理。
One area is in relation to the truth of justification by faith.
另一个范畴就是关联到信徒在世上成圣成义的真理。
The other area is in relation to the sanctification of believers on earth.
在第一个的范畴，因信称义这个真理。
The first area, the truth of justification by faith.
当我们蒙恩归主那刻，
at the moment of our conversion to Christ.
加拉太书三章二十七节这里提到，
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 tells us,
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
因着主耶稣基督在十字架上，
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ,
为我们成就了宝贵的赦罪救恩，
He accomplished the precious salvation on the cross,
以致当我们信主那刻，
So that at the moment of our conversion to Christ,
我们与主耶稣同死同埋葬同复活，
We died with the Lord Jesus, we were buried with him and rose again with him,
而且一生的罪债已经完全得以被涂抹。
Also, the sin debt of our entire life has been wiped out.
正如哥林多后书五章二十一节这里讲到，
As it is written in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21,
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
我们所得的义，
the righteousness that we obtained,
是耶稣基督神儿子的义，
is the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
基督承担了我们的罪，
Jesus Christ took up our sin,
以致我们能够承受基督的义，
so that we can inherit his righteousness.
父神接纳我们成为他的儿女。
The Father God accepted us as his children.
皆因基督的义覆盖了我们。
It is all because the righteousness of the Lord Jesus covers us.
披戴基督另一个有关联的范畴就是成圣成义的真理。
The other area of clothing oneself with the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth in relation to the sanctification of believers.
虽然我们蒙恩归主的刻，
Although at the moment of our conversion to Christ,
地位上已经被神得称为义，
Positionally, we have been justified by God.
但是身体因等待将来的得赎，
Our bodies will have to wait for entire redemption.
所以仍然活在罪恶充斥的世界。
Therefore, when we live in this sinful world,
所以我们每一天都需要从基督而来的性情和德行去见证神。
Every day, we need the goodness from Christ to testify about God.
哥罗西书三章十二到十四节这里讲到。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14 tell us,
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, gentleness, and patience.
十三节就讲到，倘若这个人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Verse 13, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
十四节都要讲，在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络存得的。
Verse 14, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity.
你留意十二节所讲到嗰个存字呢？
Take note of the word clothe in verse 12.
如果你有和合本的圣经呢，
in the Chinese Union Version,
旁边写着一个穿的意思在这里。
There is a notation of this word.
就像刚才所说，其实穿的意思就是披戴的意思。
It means to put on.
换句话说呢，
in other words,
因为我们是基督圣徒，
since we are Christian saints,
就好比经文所说是神的选民。
We are the chosen people described in the passage.
我们只需要做主耶稣在世上的时候所做的。
We have to be like the Lord Jesus Christ while he was on earth.
主耶稣以怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐、饶恕以及爱心去对待周遭的人。
The Lord Jesus treated the people around him with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
信徒在得救之后呢，
After receiving the grace of salvation,
他们的生命也应当流露出主耶稣基督这些性情。
Believers should manifest these characteristics in their lives.
以弗所书四章二十四节同样的对披戴基督有一个穿上的解释。
In Ephesians chapter 4, 24, similarly, it has the same explanation of putting on clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书四章二十四节讲到，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象做的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
接下来我们讲到是第二个问题，为什么我们要披戴主耶稣基督？
Then we come to the second question. Why should we clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ?
基督圣徒在蒙恩归主之后，
When a Christian receives the grace of salvation,
必须在世上学习生命上的圣性圣义。
He must practice sanctification while on earth,
以致能够准备好自己，
so that he can prepare himself,
将来丰丰富富地进入神的国。
To receive a rich welcome into the kingdom of God in future.
天父接纳我们成为祂的儿女。
The Heavenly Father accepts us as his children.
都是因为我们被基督的义所覆盖。
On account of us being covered by the righteousness of Christ.
但天父同时的盼望，
But at the same time, the Heavenly Father desires
信徒在人前，
That before man,
能够见证基督的义在我们生命当中显露出来。
Christians can bear testimony by manifesting the righteousness of Christ in our lives.
记得主耶稣基督在马太福音讲到，
In the Gospel of Matthew,
我们要成为世上的盐，世上的光。
The Lord Jesus tells us to be the salt and light of the world.
马太福音五章十六节这里讲到，
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 16,
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. When we have the righteousness of Christ in our lives,
我们在思想、动机、态度、言语和行为上,
in our thoughts, motives, attitudes, words, and deeds,
都能够活出主的样式,
they can all live out the image of the Lord,
使荣耀归于父神,
for glory to be given to God the Father.
在另一方面, 罗马书13章11节的下半节和12节的上半节提到,
on the other hand, it is written in Romans chapter 13, verse 11b and 12a,
因为我们得救, 现今比初信的时候更近了,
our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
黑夜已深，白昼将近,
the night is nearly over, the day is almost here.
这两节的经文告诉我们,
these two verses tell us that
主耶稣基督荣耀的回来的日子是越来越近,
the day of the glorious second coming of the Lord Jesus is closer and closer.
也就是说我们属神的人,
it also means that for us who belong to God,
得赎身体得赎的日子是近,
the day of redemption of our bodies is getting closer.
而且这个世界恶贯满盈,
also the wickedness of the world will soon reach the set limit.
神审判的日子也即将会来到,
and the day of God's judgment is imminent.
使徒保罗不单只是提醒当时教会的信徒,
the Apostle Paul is not only reminding the believers in church at that time,
也提醒当今教会的信徒,
he is also reminding the believers in our contemporary church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
很多时我们不自觉地陷入在 两种的情况当中,
very often we unknowingly fall into these two situations.
有一种情况就是属灵上的昏睡,
the first situation is being in a spiritual slumber.
我们喜欢贪图安逸,
we enjoy staying comfortable.
对天国的事是缺乏兴趣,
we are not interested in matters of the heavenly kingdom.
读经、祷告或者聚会,
reading the Bible, praying or church gatherings,
成为一个例行的公事,
are just routine activities.
更讲不上披戴基督、活出基督、跟随基督,
let alone clothing ourselves with Christ or following Christ.
情况就好像老底家的教会咁,
the situation is like that of the church of Laodicea.
被主责备他们的行为是不冷不热,
being rebuked by the Lord as doing deeds that are neither cold nor hot.
第二种情况呢,
the second situation,
在属灵上的自满,
spiritual complacency.
当听到主耶稣基督荣耀回来的时候呢,
when hearing about the glorious second coming of the Lord Jesus,
有些人觉得不会那么快的,
some people feel that it is not so soon.
你看使徒保罗写罗马书都已经快2000年了,
because it has been nearly 2,000 years since the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Romans,
主都还没回来啊,
and the Lord has not come back.
另外有些不信的人呢,
and on the other hand, there are some non-believers,
他们说到宇宙万物一切都会不变的,
who say that everything in the universe will remain the same.
彼得后书3章4节这里记载呢,
as written in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 4,
主要降临的应许在哪里呢? 因为从列祖睡了以来,万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.
信徒亦都会陷入自我安慰的愚昧的境况,
believers can fall into the foolish situation of self-comforting.
以致有人会说主回来的日子不会那么快的,
so some people may say the Lord's coming is not so soon.
我们可以继续追求享乐、追求财富、追求事业上的更上一层楼,
we can still pursue pleasure, pursue more wealth and progression in career.
当看到彼得后书3章8到9节的时候呢,
But when we read 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 and 9,
就知道主回来的日子的延迟的原因。
We know why the Lord prolongs the date of his coming.
彼得后书三章八到九节这里讲到，亲我的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Second Peter chapter 3 verses 8 and 9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是淡然，其实不是淡然，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你细心睇睇呢个世界嘅局势嘅变化，
When you carefully look at changes in the global political arena,
地球生态嘅变化，
changes in the global ecosystem,
人类道德的沦丧，
The total corruption of human morality，
疫情的发生和持续，
The outbreak and persistence of the pandemic，
都比起以往的世代来得急速和严峻，
They are going downhill at a more rapid and severe pace，
黑夜已深，白昼将近，
The night is nearly over， The day is almost here，
我们的得救现今比初信的时候更近了，
Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
当读到今天早上的这两节经文，
When we read the passage of this morning，
深盼你会生发一份属灵上的迫切感，
I sincerely hope you will have a sense of urgency spiritually.
接下来我们看看怎样达至披戴基督。
Now let us consider how to clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
倘若神怜悯我们，
If God has mercy on us,
让我们生发一份属灵上的迫切感，
And enables us to have a sense of urgency spiritually.
使徒保罗在今天的正道经文里提醒我们，
In today's sermon scriptures, the Apostle Paul reminds us,
必须有三样的事情要按着次序来到去实行。
There are three things we have to do according to their order,
以致能够达到披戴基督，
so we can clothe ourselves with Christ,
活出基督的样式，
live out the image of Christ,
让基督的生命在我们里头掌权作王，
and let the life of Christ reign in us.
第一样的事情我们是要该趁早睡醒。
The first thing is, the hour has come for us to wake up from our slumber.
第二样的事情就是脱去暗昧的行为。
The second thing is, put aside the deeds of darkness.
第三样的事情是带上光明的兵器。
The third thing is, to put on the armor of light.
其实都很容易记得。
It's easy to remember.
就是趁早睡醒呢，
We have to wake up from our slumber.
咁我哋记得个词汇就脱去啦。
And the other words are put aside.
第三个就系戴上。
The third group of words is put on.
咁我哋首先睇第一样嘅事情就系该趁早睡醒。
Let's look at the first thing, which is to wake up from our slumber.
罗马书十三章十一节呢度讲到。
Romans chapter 13 verse 11 tells us.
在这你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber.
因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
记得当主耶稣在马太福音24章讲完主回来的日子所出现的征兆的之后呢，
In Matthew 24, after the Lord Jesus told us about the signs of his coming,
在马太福音24章33节记载了主耶稣讲的一句的话。
Then in Matthew chapter 24, verse 33, the Lord says,
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
主翻嚟嘅日子紧迫嘛
？Is the coming of the Lord close at hand？
呢度经文讲到，知道人子近了，正在门口。
The passage tells us that the Son of Man is coming near, right at the door。
当主再翻嚟嘅日子，有两件嘅事情会发生。
When he comes again, two things will happen。
第一件嘅事情。
The first thing，
信徒将要在基督台前来到交账。
Believers have to give account before the judgment seat of Christ。
一个好真实嘅问题。
A very real question。
到时就知道我哋系咪又良善又忠心嘅仆人咧
？At that time, we will know that whether we are good and faithful servants。
亦或我哋系又懒又恶嘅仆人。
Or lazy and wicked servants。
我深盼每一个以勒家嘅肢体。
I deeply hope that every member of Jireh Fellowship
都希望他们都是在主的面前是又良善又忠心的仆人
desires to be a good and faithful servant before the Lord
第二件的事情就是不信主耶稣的人
The second thing, people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus
他们再没有机会来听福音
They will no longer have the opportunity to hear the gospel
他们只可以等候白色大宝座的审判
They can only wait for the judgment of the great white throne
这样我们作为神的儿女
That means we being children of God
我们必须要醒悟过来
Must have an awakening
把握机会到去紧紧的跟随主
We should grasp the opportunity to follow the Lord closely.
服侍主
Serve the Lord.
并且去向未信主的家人朋友传扬主的福音
And preach the gospel to unbelieving family members and friends.
要披戴基督
To clothe ourselves with Christ.
让基督的生命完全在我们的身上来到彰显
And let the life of Christ manifest in our lives.
有两个事情我们跟住要必须要做嘅。
There are two other things that we need to do。
就系脱去暗昧嘅行为。
They are to put aside the deeds of darkness。
以及戴上光明嘅兵器。
And to put on the armor of light。
不过今次我就唔会讲到呢一度。
But today I will leave that for next time。
会留到系下次嘅，然后讲。
I will talk about them in my next sermon。
亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
2022年真系好快就要过去。
2022 will soon pass away.
盼望我哋唔好再做属灵上昏睡嘅人。
I hope we will no longer be people who slumber in the spiritual sense.
亦都唔好轻忽主快将翻嚟嘅日子。
We should also not take lightly the imminent return of the Lord.
因为唯有对主再翻嚟有热切嘅期盼呢。
It is because only when we have a fervent hope of the Lord's return,
以致成为推动我们愿意过圣洁的生活的一个动力
then there will be a motivating force for us to be willing to live a holy life.
正如约翰一书三章二到三节这里讲到
As it is written in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2,
我希望大家有手上有圣经的都一起的翻到约翰一书的三章二到三节我们一起来读
If you have a Bible with you please turn to 1 John chapter 3 verses 2 and 3
约翰一书三章二到三节
1 John chapter 3 verses 2 and 3
好大家都揭到了好我们一起读出来
Let's read together
亲爱的弟兄啊我们现在是神的儿女将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.For we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
我们一同起立，我们唱回应的诗歌，主我愿像你。
Let us stand and sing the responding hymn, O to be like thee.
Thank you. 主，慈爱我祷告，亦是盼望。我甘愿舍弃世上之财宝，只要能皮带我主基督。主我愿将你，主我愿将你荣耀至高，主洁净将你，愿主之丰满进入我心中，更将主荣耀深印我心。荣耀之救主，听我之呼求，降下圣灵火充满我心，使我圣圣殿合乎主居住，更使我生命永归我主。主我愿将你，主我愿将你，洁净将你，愿主之丰满进入我心中，凭着主荣耀深印我心。主我愿将你能满有怜悯，慈爱赦免心温柔和善，甘愿去拯救软弱迷茫，让寻找失丧者归回天家。主我愿将你，主我愿将你荣耀至高，主洁净将你，愿主之丰满进入我心中，更将主荣耀深印我心。
我哋同嘅同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你让我哋能够藉着你，藉着主耶稣基督拯救咗我哋。
We thank you that through the Lord Jesus Christ you have saved us.
天父上帝，正如今天早上嘅呢个嘅正道嘅经文。
Heavenly Father, as in the sermon scriptures this morning.
求你帮助我哋。
May you help us.
终要披戴主耶稣基督。
To clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，求你都去帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
求你嚟到去饶恕我哋嘅过犯罪恶。
May you forgive all our sins and transgressions.
主喺呢个嘅忙忙碌碌嘅人生嘅当中。
In this life full of business.
我哋可能不知不觉嘅陷入一个属灵上边嘅昏睡。
We may unknowingly fall into a spiritual slumber.
主啊，求你嚟到去帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
让我哋嚟到去谨慎自守
，so that we can be alert and self-controlled。
我哋更加嘅嚟到去，真系知道主耶稣基督翻嚟嘅日子近。
And be aware that the day of the Lord Jesus coming is near。
让我哋唔好再荒废我哋嘅光阴
，so that we will not waste any more time。
亦都让我哋唔好白占地土
，and will not have the pure the existence in vain。
以致成为一个又恶又懒嘅仆人。
So that we become a lazy and wicked servant.
天父，求你帮助。
Dear Heavenly Father, help us.
我哋深信我哋在站立喺你面前嘅每一个。
I believe that everyone who is standing before you.
到基督台前交账嘅时候。
On the day of giving account before the judgment seat of Christ.
都能够被你称赞成为有良善又忠心嘅仆人。
We will be praised by you as good and faithful servants.
求天父嚟到去帮助。
Heavenly Father, help us.
感谢你让我们能够有以上的同心祷告。
We thank you for giving us the opportunity to pray together.
我们这样祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.